Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, episode 65, Exercise, Training, Racing. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. Hey everyone, this is Gerard. And this week, I want to talk about these three things of exercise, training, and racing. Because to some people, they're very clear and differentiated. And to others, they kind of all blend into one. So with where our squad is going, I thought it was a really good time to talk about the differences between these things. So what we're doing in our team is that we've just started a new training block. And we're doing two things in this training block. Number one is just establishing some of our base for the half Ironman training, which is to come. But within that, we're kind of specializing a bit more on running and working towards a half marathon. Now, some people in the team have a lot of run fitness already from what we've been doing and are ready to really race at that half marathon and to really, really push it in their training and their racing. Others, they're building fitness. They're building and using that half marathon as a goal to help them build the fitness, give them something to work towards. And we've also got others who are just doing it for exercise because it feels good to be doing some exercise. It's enjoyable to be doing it with a team, and that's completely okay. So let's differentiate what those three things are. Number one, exercise is pretty random, okay? You choose how hard you go, when you do, what you do in terms of your exercise. And there are people who go and do park run every single week because, yes, it's great exercise. It's a fixed thing in their calendar. It gets them there. It gives them that incentive to do it. And it's really social with other people. So in that situation, these people aren't necessarily racing it and going for their absolute best every single week. They're just using it as an incentive, as a way to help them exercise, help them get fit. And when you're exercising, specifics don't really matter. Like I said, you just go do what you want when you feel like it, and that's absolutely fine. However, if you're working towards a specific outcome and you want to achieve something specific, then you really need to be training. And training is purposeful. Okay? You have structure to your training, that there are harder sessions, easier sessions, harder weeks, easier weeks. We use training zones. We plan in recovery. All of these things to achieve an outcome further down the track. So exercise quite random. Training is quite structured and purposeful. And then racing is about the maximum effort you can do over whatever distance it is, be it 5K, a half marathon, an Ironman, whatever it might be. You're trying to achieve, when you're racing, you're trying to achieve your very best. When you're exercising, you're doing it just because you can and you want to. And so that racing, when you're racing, you're testing yourself, okay? You want to see what you're capable of, where your performance is at, and maybe as practice for other things coming up. So yeah, three different things: exercise, training, racing. And you can actually apply them in all situations. Like I was talking about park run, it could be exercise because it's just a good thing to get you moving. It could be training, you're going into it with a specific objective. Or it could be racing, that you are out there to achieve your very, very best that you can on that day. Okay, so three different things. Why do we want to be aware of this? And it's primarily so that we can make conscious choices about what we do when. Like I said, we've got people in the squad who are in it for various reasons. Okay, and so for some people, just staying fit and just exercising is it. And yes, they'll do some events on the way and build up to some, but it's not about the performance. So exercising is fine. But if your goal really is to perform, then your training needs to be purposeful. Okay, you need to have that structure. You need to have something that is going to move you gradually towards that performance outcome. And then racing, where does that fit in? Well, really, racing needs to be occasional. Okay, racing, when you are truly racing, you are out to achieve a maximum effort, maximum possible result. And so that buries you. That has a recovery cost, even from short events and especially from long events. So if you are full on racing multiple times per week, you think here in Wellington we have a waterfront 5K run, we have park runs on the weekend, we have other training sessions that some people do turn into races because they are just going at maximum effort all the time. That's really, really going to take a toll. And someone who is racing all the time is not actually working themselves towards a performance goal and outcome. Okay, so with that said, I've talked a lot about the half marathon, the 5K, and one of the reasons is that we are doing a 5K this weekend for the team. So we've got, like I said, some people who are fit and some people who are ready to race over the 5K, building up towards the half marathon. So we are doing this 5K at a maximum possible effort to see what you're capable of right now. We're going to use that to set some training zones to guide your other training. And the big thing is that when you're racing 5K, man, it hurts, okay? It's not pleasant. You have to really be prepared to dig deep. So it's important to recognize that now and up front, okay? You're going to get to it at some point during that 5K where it really hurts. And so recognize that and plan for it. So when it comes in the event, in the 5K, you get to that point, you go, oh yeah, okay, I knew this was coming. I knew it was going to hurt. Excuse me. I can just push on. I will push on because I want to see what I can achieve on this day. That's a technique called bracing. And so if you brace yourself for the tough stuff, you are prepared and you will do better through it than people who are not prepared for it. So again, for these people who are racing the 5K, it is both mental and physical. It's not just about the physical performance. And it's also really important that we don't place any judgment on the outcome. Okay, we are going into this to test ourselves and to see what we can do on that day. Now, for various reasons, it may not be your best. It may not even be what you want. And that's just a fact. It's nothing to say you've been a lazy sloth over the last couple of months. It's not to say you're useless and you can't push yourself hard. It's just a statement of fact where things are at now. And knowing that fact makes, I think, treating it as a fact gives you a real incentive to work at it for next time, rather than it just being a negative judgment. Okay, so that's for the people who are racing. Then there's the people who are actually using this as a training session, because some people are not ready to go full noise at a 5K. Maybe because of injury, maybe because the running just hasn't been there lately. And that's absolutely okay. There's still a heap of value in coming and doing the 5K. So how do we make sure that there's some training benefit in here and it's not just random exercise? Well, that is to give yourself a purpose. Okay, so when it comes to this 5K, think about what your purpose or what your goal is for this 5K. Maybe it is to run it continuously, no stopping. And for some people, that's going to be a big enough challenge. Forget going fast, just aim to run continuously. If you can do that in the end, that's going to be a real positive. For some people, it might be actually not running too hard. So it might be to actually do the whole thing breathing through your nose to limit how hard you can run. And that's a really, really valid way of doing it, because that I've talked about before. If you can run whilst breathing through the nose, you're in your low intensity zone. So it's another way of very roughly validating where your low intensity kind of cutoff point is to do a 5K, breathing through the nose the whole way. And for someone else, the goal might be to actually build your pace throughout the 5K. every 1K, pick it up ever so slightly, get a little bit faster. It's a great thing for those people who often go out too hard and blow up, to really learn that pacing, to understand what it's like to start controlled and then be able to really push at the end. And so for our squad, we are not doing this 5K for exercise, okay? It's everyone is going along there, so I really want everyone to take into it some kind of objective for them, whether it is full on racing it or getting some kind of training benefit out of it, rather than just random, I'll turn up, I'll see what happens, there's no purpose to it. Okay. So look, that's my view of how exercise training and racing are different. And so if you agree with that, if you think along the same kind of lines, then it's great, because you can start being really clear about what you're going to do each time you go out the door. Are you doing something for exercise, which is perfectly legit? Sometimes it's just great to go out there with friends or on your own and do what you feel like. Are you doing this thing for training? Does it have a purpose? Are you going to approach it a certain way and do certain things? Or are you racing? Are you out there to go maximum effort for this period of time? And then in addition to that is actually knowing yourself is really, really important, okay? Because it's really easy just to, for those who've got a training plan, following a training plan, to blindly follow the plan, okay? And there's, if you look at any training plan, it generally has how long a workout is, what intensity to go at. But for those who are building fitness, you really need to be aware of yourself and go, okay, well, maybe that's not quite the right session for me. Maybe I need to do it this way to actually get more benefit for me, okay? Training plans are written at a point in time on a number of assumptions. By the time you get to that session, that may not be relevant. Hopefully it is, a lot of it is, but it's up to you to tweak things so that you're going to get the most out of it, whether you are exercising, training, or racing.